Extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good evening. My name is Marty Ryan with 90 FM News. A former New Mexico shoe salesman accused of biting off part of his girlfriend's toe has been arrested again by trying to finish the job by allegedly stalking the woman and trying to cut off her big toe with a cigar cutter. Santa Fe police says the incident on Monday was the third attack by 27-year-old Daniel Anya on his now ex-girlfriend, who has moved to Albuquerque and has obtained a restraining order against him after two previous toe-biting incidents. Police say Anya, who used to work as a shoe salesman at a department store, tracked down the woman at her new home and attacked her, but she was able to fight back with a metal fork and escaped. Anya was arrested that evening after he returned to Santa Fe and sought emergency medical treatment. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
It's 36 degrees outside. Of the top five teams, the point values from Hour 25 and Question 1 of Hour 27 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hi, would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Heck yeah.
What is your team name?
Our team name is SmackDown, Snaggler, Flickers versus Tree Huggers.
How did you get that name?
It has to do with wood.
In a SmackDown between Oz and Bugs Bunny, who would win?
Oh, I guess that depends where the prevailing wind is coming from.
Give me your best Porky Pig impersonation.
Bidet, 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 bidet. That's all, folks.
You rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
More Hop Dinger.
Hop Dinger!
Who's had the least amount of sleep on your team?
Oh, that would be Greggy Blick. He's getting us supplies right now, which may not have been a good idea. We should probably call him, though.
What is your team's slogan?
Whack it and stack it, don't leave it for birds.
Could you say it with a British accent?
Whack it and stack it, don't leave it for birds.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Halfway mixed between Pepe Le Pew and Elmer Fudd, because we're smelly, but we're also kind of angry and confused.
Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products to try and catch the Roadrunner. What Acme product would you use if you had the chance?
I would say the anvil. Definitely the anvil.
Who would you use the anvil
on? You can
make
so many useful things for metalworking. Maybe the safe. I would use the safe, but only to put the anvil in to keep it secure.
What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
We stocked up on jerky, played a little softball, and then there was a dog.
What are you guys doing to stay physically fit for the contest?
Mostly jumping jacks or side straddle hops, depending on where you're from.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Oh, well, that's WWSP.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, you guys. Good luck with the rest of your trivia.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Connor.
And I'm Aubrey.
Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hours 26 is Scholars of Useless Knowledge. Again, Scholars of Useless Knowledge. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located on 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as for hour 25, in fifth place with 3,655 points is Tin Man. In fourth place with 3,665 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In third place with 3,695 points is Freshly Squeezed. In second place with 4,100 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 4,615 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 25. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 50 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 250 points. Here are the point values again for questions in hour 25. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 50 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points, and question 4 is worth 250 points. Now, here's your question number 1 for hour 27. Sitcom Romeo and all-around cool guy Howard Burden attempts to woo Carol Kester. He does so in the most romantic room in the house, the bathroom, and tells her he will take her places she has never seen. When asked where they are going, Howard names the most exciting city and state in the union. What is this city and state he names? Again, question number 1 for hour number 27. Sitcom Romeo and all-around cool guy Howard Burden attempts to woo Carol Kester. He does so in the most romantic room in the house, the bathroom, and tells her he will take her places she has never seen. When asked where they are going, Howard names the most exciting city and state in the union. What is the city and state he names? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Dylan Shanahan.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Season for love.
We are in the middle of question one, hour 27. Sitcom Romeo, an all-around cool guy, Howard Borden attempts to woo Carol Kester. He does so in the most romantic room in the house, the bathroom, and tells her he will take her places she has never seen. When asked where they are going, Howard names the most exciting city and state in the union. What is the city and state he names? Okay, phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question one, hour 27. Sitcom Romeo, an all-around cool guy. Howard Borden attempts to woo Carol Kester. He does so in the most romantic room in the house, the bathroom, and he tells her he will take her places she has never seen. When asked where they are going, Howard names the most exciting city and state in the union. What is the city and state he names? And the answer is Canton, Ohio. Canton, Ohio. All right, question two, hour 27. In graphics on the screen, L'Oreal presents that their spokeswoman is 100% Puerto Rican. What is the spokesperson's first and last name? Question 2, hour 27. In graphics on the screen, L'Oreal presents that their spokeswoman is 100% Puerto Rican. What is the spokesperson's first and last name?
Crazy little women there in a corner. Everyone,
Okay, we're in the middle of question 2, hour 27, in graphics on the screen. L'Oreal presents that their spokeswoman is 100% Puerto Rican. What is the spokesperson's first and last name? Question 2, hour 27. In graphics on the screen, L'Oreal presents that their spokeswoman is 100% Puerto Rican. What is the spokesperson's first and last name? Thank you for listening. This is Trivia 44.
Why you keep fooling little coquette, making one of the one love you, breaking hearts out of ruling little coquette, true hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe the one you love will just be fooling, and when you all alone with only regret, you know, little coquette, I love you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. The question was, our question 2, hour 27. In graphics on the screen, L'Oreal presents that their spokeswoman is 100% Puerto Rican. What is the spokesperson's first and last name? The answer is Jennifer Lopez. The answer for question 2, hour 27, is Jennifer Lopez. All right, question 3, hour 27. A longtime screen and television actor, honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, also did a variety of voice work because of his clear and solid voice. We last heard him in Leisure Suit Larry, Box Office Blast, or Box Office Bust, excuse me. What is the first and last name of this actor? Again, question 3, hour 27. A longtime screen and television actor, honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, also did a variety of voice work because of his clear and solid voice. We last heard him in Leisure Suit Larry, Box Office Bust. What is the first and last name of this actor?
Say it, say it, say it, say it.
Okay, we are in the middle of question three of Hour 27. A longtime screen and television actor, honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, also did a variety of voice work because of his clear and solid voice. We last heard him in Leisure Suit Larry, Box Office Bust. What is the first and last name of this actor? Okay, phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question three, Hour 27. A longtime screen and television actor, honored with a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, also did a variety of voice work because of his clear and solid voice. We last heard him in Leisure Suit Larry, Box Office Bust. What is the first and last name of this actor? And the answer is Peter Graves. The answer is Peter Graves. Question four of Hour 27 is, what is the first and last name of the character who opened the very successful pizza establishment known as Bunk Bed Pizza? Question four, Hour 27, what is the first and last name of the character who opened a very successful pizza establishment known as Bunk Bed Pizza? This is Trivia 44 here on 90FM.
I'm gonna
Okay, we are in the middle of question four of hour 27. What is the first and last name of the character who opened the very successful pizza establishment known as Bunk Bed Pizza? Keep it going, Trivia 44. This is 90 FM. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question four, hour 27. What is the first and last name of the character who opened the very successful pizza establishment known as Bunk Bed Pizza? And the answer is Matt Swan. The answer for hour 27, question four, is Matt Swan. On to question five. It is a tale of woe weaved by a distraught tow truck operator who tells of all the vehicles that he has hooked over his long and colorful career, with the exception of one automobile. In fact, deep down, he feels that it is mocking him. What is the make and model of auto which he talks? It is a tale of woe weaved by a distraught tow truck operator who tells of all the vehicles that he has hooked over his long and colorful career, with the exception of one automobile. In fact, deep down, he feels that it is mocking him. What is the make and model of the auto which he talks? Good luck. This is Trivia 44 on 90 FM.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
This old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. Afraid of thunder, this old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window.
We're in the middle of question 5 of hour 27. It is a tale of woe weaved by a distraught tow truck operator who tells of all the vehicles that he has hooked over his long and colorful career, with the exception of one automobile. In fact, deep down, he feels that it is mocking him. What is the make and model of auto which he talks? Phones down in the back. Question 5 of Hour 27. It is a tale of woe weaved by a distraught tow truck operator who tells of all the vehicles that he has hooked over his long and colorful career, with the exception of one automobile. In fact, deep down, he feels that it is mocking him. What is the make and model of auto which he talks? And the answer is Audi Quattro. Audi Quattro. Question 6 of Hour 27. Once again, get out your copy of New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 1. This picture is seen on the wall of a basement of a home, where a mentor and his students are practicing the finery of their craft. In what movie does this picture appear? Question 6, Hour 27. Once again, get out your copy of New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 1. This picture is seen on the wall of the basement of a home, where a mentor and his students are practicing the finery of their craft. In what movie does this picture appear?
Gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love ya. You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, cause you've always got something groovy to say. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love ya. Talk about a girl with a sweet disposition. You ought to have a room full of ribbons and wear them in your hair every day of the week for me. People turn around, they know we're the happiest people today in this whole town. It's no wonder that they kind of wonder if we're not the grooviest couple around. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you.
Okay, we are in the middle of question 6, Hour 27. Once again, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 1. This picture is seen on the wall in the basement of a home, where a mentor and his students are practicing the finery of their craft. In what movie does this picture appear?
Escape the dark.
Okay, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 6 of Hour 27. Once again, get out your copy of New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 1. This picture is seen on the wall in the basement of a home where a mentor and his students are practicing the finery of their craft. In what movie does this picture appear? And the answer is The Godfather. The answer for question 6, Hour 27, is The Godfather. On to question 7, an NCAA basketball player was known not only for his playing ability, but also his outlandish hairdos. One season, he had a 6-inch tall flat top, followed by a 2-level cut, and during his senior season, he introduced a 3-layered look, which he called the Stairway to Heaven cut. What is the first and last name of this player? An NCAA basketball player was known not only for his playing ability, but also his outlandish hairdos. One season, he had a 6-inch tall flat top, followed by a 2-level cut during his senior season. He introduced a 3-layered look, which he called the Stairway to Heaven cut. What is the first and last name of this player? Question 7 of Hour 27, an NCAA basketball player was known not only for his playing ability, but also his outlandish hairdos. One season, he had a 6-inch tall flat top, followed by a 2-level cut, and during his senior season, he introduced a 3-layered look, which he called the Stairway to Heaven cut. What is the first and last name of this player? Keep it up. This is Trivia 44 on 90 FM. Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question 7 of Hour 27, an NCAA basketball player was known not only for his playing ability, but also his outlandish hairdos. One season, he had a 6-inch tall flat top, followed by a 2-level cut, and during his senior season, he introduced a 3-layered look, which he called the Stairway to Heaven cut. What is the first and last name of this player? And the answer is William Stanley. The answer for question 7, Hour 27, is William Stanley. On to question 8, this artist claims that he worked hard, we mean very hard, amazingly hard, to deliver some string beans, a whole lot of string beans to Utah. What is the first and last name of this artist? Question 8, Hour 27, this artist claims that he worked hard, we mean very hard, amazingly hard, to deliver some string beans, a whole lot of string beans, to Utah. What is the first and last name of this artist? Okay, we're in the middle of question 8, Hour 27. This artist claims that he worked hard, we mean very hard, amazingly hard, to deliver some string beans, a whole lot of string beans, to Utah. What is the first and last name of this artist? You're listening to Trivia 44 on your only alternative, 90 FM.
One.
Okay, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 8 of Hour 27. This artist claims that he worked hard. We mean very hard. Amazingly hard to deliver some string beans, a whole lot of string beans, to Utah. What is the first and last name of the artist? And for question 8, the answer is Frank Zappa. Question 8, the answer is Frank Zappa. All right, I'm going to give you a CDA, then we're going to be on to the news.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening. My name is Marty Ryan with 90FM News. Three men have been accused of stealing items that include a samurai sword. But according to Central Wyoming Police, the suspects weren't exactly ninjas. Authorities in Riverton say they tracked the men down by simply following a series of footprints in the snow leading away from a home where the robbery was reported. Police Captain Eric Murphy tells the Riverton Ranger that the tracks led investigators from the victim's house straight to another house where authorities found three men in their 20s digging through stolen property that includes several other types of swords. Police say they also found marijuana and drug paraphernalia in the home late Monday night. They say the suspects were arrested and faced various robbery and drug charges. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
It's 32 degrees outside. Of the top five teams, the point values from Hour 26 and Question 1 of Hour 28 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Mother?
No, this is not your mother.
Doc, this is Connor from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
We would love to.
What is your team name?
Our team name is Mitch Meister's Neighborhood.
And how did you get that name?
We got that name because it took an entire neighborhood to raise a Mitch. Mitch is the son of Kathy and David DeSantis.
Can you give me your best Porky Pig impersonation?
That's all, folks.
What's the looniest thing your team has done this year?
The looniest thing our team has done so far was try to play a card game between questions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We question naked.
You it naked? The answer was naked or you were naked?
They were naked. I was clothed.
Crazy in here. Yeah. All right. Could you summarize this year's contest in three words?
Awesome beyond belief.
What is your team slogan?
Our team slogan is all about Mitch.
So what are you guys doing to stay up this year?
We're not.
We're not.
So you're just going to bed?